Lifelong dreams, they come in lots of varieties. Are you thinking about yours right now? Some people act on their dreams, and some people don't, or can't. And some people think they should have. We have the story of one man who did act on his dreams, told in his own words.
My name is Coy Theobald, and a lot of people call me the captain. My first experience that really got me interested in boating in general was when I was 8 years old. My dad took me offshore fishing in Grand Isle, Louisiana. And I didn't care anything about fishing at those days at age eight, but the boat absolutely fascinated me. And I was just mesmerized. And from that day, I have always dreamed of being a boat captain. I didn't start sailing until I was 13 years old. In Hot Springs, Arkansas, where I grew up, my buddy had a little Sunfish sailboat, and we started sailing. The idea that I could be powered by the wind was just overwhelming to me. You know, I did life, as they say, and marriages, and raised kids, and all kinds of things like that. I started my career as a marriage therapist in the Denver, Colorado area, and then I started getting more and more invitations to do trainings in the corporate world. After about 17 years, I pulled the plug and said, you know, I think I'm done sitting in a chair. I had over 20,000 hours as a therapist. I started doing corporate leadership development, a lot of outdoor education, orienteering and mountain climbing and all that sort of stuff for corporate teams. In the spring of 2005, I took five businessmen down to St. Thomas and leased a boat for a week. And I was standing at a gas dock about to pay my gasoline bill for the boat. And I picked up this little island rag and opened it up. And there was this boat and this business. And everything just spoke to me right then. I just looked at that and said, I think that's my boat. And I went back to Colorado. 2 days later, I called the owner of the boat and said I was very interested. And I ended up buying the boat in July of 2005. They had an online process. I filled it all out. I mailed my check in for my business license. I eventually made my way to the islands about the 1st of November that year. And after I'd been there about 4 days, I decided to go and pick up my business license, which was an absolute fiasco. When people come to the islands, you're either going to have to slow down or you'll go crazy. Because I went there and I said, I've filled out all this paperwork and I've just come to pick up my business license. And they started chuckling, and I said, what's funny? And the lady said, well, we don't actually process those online things until you get here. She said, if you'll come back in a week or so, we can take care of this. So 7 days later, I end up going back. She said, now, what are you here for? And I said, I'm here to pick up my business license. Oh, yes, come. She said, well, now we can start the process. After about another 6 or 7 days, I really was starting to pull my hair out. I was sitting at a coffee shop and talking to some friends, and this one friend said, hey, Captain, why don't you take this lady some flowers? I said, are you kidding me? She said, it's not going to hurt. So I went and bought this lady $25 worth of flowers, and I was so embarrassed I couldn't even take them in and give them to her. So I sat them on the front desk with her name on them. And it wasn't 20 minutes later that I get a phone call saying that my papers were ready. It was 8 days after I took possession of the boat before I had my first charter. Two couples, I took them snorkeling. I fed them a nice little snack afterwards, and I got them back safely to the hotel at the beach, and I got back on my boat. Just sitting in the cockpit and leaning back and looking at the sky and looking at the clouds and the water and the sun and just saying, wow, this is my new life. And I love it. You know, love is a strange thing, especially when you fall in love with boats. I was very happy with my first boat. I was doing great. I had a banner season the first season. I had 92 charters in 5.5 months. So I was really pleased with that. But every day I would see this big blue boat sitting in the boatyard. And I just kept thinking, gosh, that's a pretty boat. Oh, that boat's got beautiful lines. I said, this is my boat. I got to have this boat. is a Formosa yacht, 57 feet long. She's built on the style of an old pirate ship from the late 1800s. She has a low spot in the middle and very high on both ends. The contrast between the teak and the dark blue hull that she had, she just had a very regal sense about her. March the 7th, 2007, my first mate and I had a couple on the boat from Memphis, and they had never been on a sailboat in their entire lives, and they were just thrilled. And then the engine wouldn't start in the boat, and I thought, wow, here we are in this little cove, and there was reef behind us, and I was kind of nervous about that, and my mate was very nervous. So we negotiated the sails manually so that we could actually catch the wind and help us sail off that anchorage, which we successfully did. So we headed out in the Caribbean, and the area that we were sailing in, there's a little tiny reef. It's called the Dry Rocks, and it's a series of fingers of reef that come up just above the surface of the water. And I thought, well, I'll just sail in front of those and behind the island, and then we'll catch a really nice breeze right back to the hotel, and everything will be great. And as we were sailing along, I just didn't notice that we were getting pushed down current. And so as we got closer to these dry rocks, it felt like the boat just got literally sucked into the rocks. The boat got hung up on the port side and was laying over at 45 degrees off the water. And our guests, they were screaming, and my mate said, get the life jackets, put them on these people, and get them in the skiff and go 200 yards away and wait, and we'll see what happens. I was down on my knees in the helm of the boat hanging onto the wheel, and I started hearing the boat begin to break up underneath me. It was terrifying to hear the sound of all that wood breaking and splintering. And so I went back up into the cockpit, and I looked at the situation, and I said to myself, if I can figure out how to get the nose of this boat out of the water, then maybe, just maybe, the same current that pushed me into the rocks would push me out. Somehow I felt like I had this supernatural strength. I was able to pull the sail over onto the boat, and as that happened, the nose of the boat came up out of the water. The boat sat upright, and just as quickly as I went into the rocks, I just very gently floated right out behind them. It was one of the most terrifying 25, 30 minutes of my entire life. And I was also very concerned about our guests. We put them back on the boat, and we set the sails up and sailed right back to the hotel. I mean, I just completely fell apart. I was crying like a baby, and we started surveying the boat, and I thought, I have no idea why this boat's not taking on water, but she never did. She was extremely well-built, a lot of cosmetic damage and some structural damage, but nothing that couldn't be fixed. I started to second-guess myself, and I started to really, really beat up on myself. And I thought, man, this is just what my clients used to do back when I was a therapist. And I thought, I got to stop this. But I couldn't stop it. A year and a half, 2 years later, you know, the economy in 2008 and 9 was not very good. It seemed like nobody was coming to the Virgin Islands. You know, at that point, I just began to say, you know, it feels like the time has come for me to let go of the boat and let go of the charter business. It still hurts a little bit when I think about it. I so loved that whole world. I love salt water. I love being on a sailboat. I love the wind, the salt, the sun. All those kinds of things are things that I knew I was going to miss tremendously. So it was tough, really tough. But it was four of the best years of my life, and I would not trade one moment of it, even being on the rocks. It's never too late to live a dream. You know, I was 43 years in the making for me before I was able to make that dream come true of becoming a boat captain.
That's former charter captain Coy Theobald. He's now retired and travels in the States to various fishing destinations. You can read more about his time in St. Thomas aboard Gypsy Wind in his book, Gypsy Wind Speaks.